Thank you for choosing. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, I called several days ago because I do have an unauthorized charge on my credit card.
Okay, could I possibly get your zip code to see if you have an account with us?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I accepted a free offer from this company.
Okay, this is a third-party call center. I cannot help you until I get your zip code so I can see which product you are talking about.
95133.
Mm-hmm. All right, and could I possibly get your first and last name?
Yes, Christina Brozhina.
You said your last name was what, I'm sorry?
I'll spell it for you. B as in boy, R like Rom, O like Oscar, Z like zebra, Y like yellow, N like Nancy, A like Adam.
Okay, and it was B like Brewster, R-O-Z-Y-N-A?
N like Nancy, A like Adam.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and for security purposes, could you verify the address for me?
895 Cape York Place, San Jose, California, and you have my zip.
Okay, I do see where you had the Puritanic. You ordered that Puritanic supplement?
I did not order anything.
Okay,
credit card number, and they sent me a product, which I promptly returned it to the center.
So if you did not use it, could this possibly be fraud?
No, I didn't use it. I didn't even open the box.
Okay, you say you didn't authorize it, right?
I did not authorize them.
Okay, could this possibly be fraud?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you to the fire department because I do want you to know that and I see that your account has already been canceled, so I'm going to transfer you to the fire department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want
Wait a minute. This is the company that used my card without
authorization. Okay, we can't.
But you can remove the charge. You can remove the charge.
We can't authorize anything without your permission. And being that you already called to cancel your account, I can't even touch your account. And all sales are final, and that's in the terms and conditions when you ordered this product.
I did not order.
Okay, you say you did a free trial, correct?
Well, free trial, and I paid postage for $5.
Okay,
but
you paid the shipping and handling, correct?
Right, but I didn't order any. I didn't accept anything else. I didn't order it. I didn't ask for it.
Okay, do you recall checking a box that said, are you 18 or older?
Well, say it again.
Do you recall checking a box that stated, that asked you, were you 18 or older?
No. No.
Okay, in order for us to authorize any payments, even shipping and handling, you had to check that box, and within that box is the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions states that we do give you a 30-day supply of the product.
Don't talk so much. Tell me, can you cancel it or not?
I mean, your account is already canceled because you called back. You called, like, 5 days ago, so it's already been
canceled.
Yes,
yes, because they charged me twice, and one charge has been removed, and one charge has not been.
Okay.
And I am calling for the not removed charge.
Okay. Being that you already called and your account is canceled and all sales are final, let's see. One second, because I see that one was refunded and it is two different products.
No, it's not. This is the same product because I read
it's different
the label.
Prices, so it's two different products.
The company uses two different names, but this is the same.
Okay, you
company.
Got the first one canceled, and being that
well,
all
the first one was canceled for $94.90, and the second one is $85.90.
Okay, and they refunded you for the first one, which was $94.90.
Okay, that's refund. Okay. To my credit card. But what about the $85.90?
I can't refund it to you because all sales are final and valid.
Then tell me who can help me.
I mean, all sales are final and valid, and that is in the terms and conditions. So we can't refund anything to you.
So this is a fraudulent company.
No, ma'am. Nothing that we do is fraudulent or anything. When you authorize your payments to us, the terms and conditions were on our website, and you agreed to the terms and conditions on our website.
No. I didn't authorize anyone. I didn't say yes to any product. So okay.
We can't even take any.
Okay, then I will call the fraudulent department. Okay.
I can
all
transfer
right,
you to the fraudulent department if you would like.
Well, I asked you in the first place, and you said that
okay,
you
I'll get
do
you transferred, okay?
Then transfer.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 more second. I'm just making sure all of the information that's needed from your account is sent to them also, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, give me 1 more second. I'm about to get you transferred in just a second.
Okay, okay. I am here.
Okay, I'm about to transfer you right now.
Okay, thank you.